The Osgood File, sponsored by BASF, enabling its customers to meet the current and future needs of society. BASF, we create chemistry. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Inner city basketball, we've heard of that. But inner city tennis? Oh, yes.
Meet 21-year-old Elizabeth Means.
More after this from Charlie. Serena Williams could well be the first person since 1988 to win all four major tennis tournaments in the same year. And she represents a trend that the United States Tennis Association hopes to continue, bringing more minority players into what used to be a largely white sport. And that's where 21-year-old Elizabeth Means comes in. She won a full college scholarship to play Division I tennis after training at an inner-city tennis center in Washington, D.C., where she's played since age 7.
I've learned focus, consistency, and also just a lot of training goes in, hard work goes into being able to learn and grow and continue to develop. So I learned all that here.
A tennis center in inner-city Washington may seem odd, but CBS's James Brown says it has caught on.
The Southeast Tennis Center is a $30 million, 150,000-square-foot state-of-the-art facility serving thousands of kids in one of D.C.'s most challenging neighborhoods.
Our motto is tennis is the hook, education is the key.
Cora Masters Barry, the former wife of D.C. Mayor Marion Barry, is the center's founder.
Tennis, to me, was the best sport because it holds you accountable as an individual.
In January, Katrina Adams became the U.S. Tennis Association's first African-American president, and Martin Blackman became the first African-American head of player development.
How important is it to tennis that you two are the new leaders of the USTA?
I think it's very important because they're seeing something different, and it's showing the world that tennis is no longer that lily-white sport.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.